So that's the next study I was asked to discuss, which was Joyce O'Shaughnessy's study, in which patients who were quite refractory. So now we're talking about women who'd had an average of 5 to 6 chemotherapeutic agents, could have progressed on trastuzumab, kept going through it, or could have had trastuzumab a long time ago and stopped, but appeared to be refractory to trastuzumab at some point. And this was a fairly large study, and patients were randomly assigned to lapatinib by itself or lapatinib plus trastuzumab. Had you asked me whether I thought that was a good idea to do, I would have said, no, this is a complete waste of time and money. Please don't do this study. And thank goodness no one asked me or didn't listen to me. And this has turned out to also be quite a positive study in people who are quite refractory to lots of other things. And I'm very surprised with this. Response rates were increased. Time to progression was statistically increased. And I think clinically importantly increased, with a hint of survival benefit, but not much. And as George already pointed out, I think you're asking a lot, especially in that setting we're talking about. Now, interesting enough, actually, if you look at the time to progression, there's a very steep time to progression for both arms in the first few weeks, as you'd expect from this group of patients. And then suddenly the curves open up. So median time to progression isn't much different, but farther out, there is a longer time to progression. And the suggestion here is that there may be synergy between trastuzumab and lapatinib compared to lapatinib alone. I think this has two implications. One is for the ALTO trial. I think it further supports the third arm of the combination of the two drugs. And frankly speaking, I think there wasn't a lot of justification for that arm other than hope and a prayer. And now I think there's actually pretty good scientific justification for it. I love the ALTO trial, and I think that's really good news. The second is that I think this gives our patients yet one more option, and I will now throw in my anecdote, which is that since that paper was presented at ASCO by Dr. O'Shaughnessy, I've treated at least 3 patients who were refractory to trastuzumab and various chemotherapeutic agents, and I have tended to continue trastuzumab throughout different regimens, but clearly refractory to Herceptin, and put them on the combination and seen a couple of pretty remarkable responses.
One of the reasons that I think drove a lot of doctors to the idea that the right time to stop Herceptin was when your systolic pressure was less than 60 was because it's so easy to give and it's so easy to continue, unlike many other things that we do. Right. And I would think I would actually include the addition of lapatinib to capecitabine in that category of fairly comfortable things that you can offer patients.